the way is, I mean, seriously, is to, you know, is to get the artist more involved. I mean, I think that when you have an actual artist involved in the creation of their own site, you know, they're not gonna put up the fact that they use this particular brand of toothpaste because they're gonna think that's kind of ridiculous and kind of, you know, lessens their value. Now, obviously, you know, other people are gonna start, you know, creating websites that do have that kind of information. And to be honest with you, there actually is a demand for that kind of information. So, you know, the way I look at it is, you know, let them exist. You know, I mean, let those banal, really boring websites exist because, you know, people will throw them up. And, you know, there's probably a nice little niche group of people that will find it interesting. And you know, who's to say that, you know, who am I to say that just, you know, that just because I think it's dumb, you know, what kind of toothpaste Sting uses, I think, you know, I think it's okay for other people to be interested in that kind of stuff.